Tinseltown. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. The Los Angeles Rams have won Super Bowl 56.
The Rams were built to win the Super Bowl, and they have sealed the deal.
The call on NBC, the Rams topped the Bengals 23-20. The White House continues to urge all Americans in Ukraine to leave immediately, warning that a Russian invasion could happen at any time.
Weapon shipments continue to arrive in Ukraine as the country braces for the possibility of a Russian invasion. U.S. intelligence assessments do indicate this could take place in the coming days, even hours. Both the Russians and Ukrainians continue military exercises. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky watched as the Ukrainian National Guard conducted drills. Now, the Ukrainians do seem to have a different view on the situation. We did ask Zelensky about the assessment and basically what's happening on the ground from his perspective. On Saturday, several thousand people marched through the streets of Kiev singing the Ukrainian national anthem and shouting. They held signs that say Russian President Putin is a war criminal.
Fox's Trey Yingst. An influx of migrants continuing to come to the U.S. southern border.
Border agents have been routinely having to go after runners in the brush. These are not the family units giving themselves up. These are the guys, typically single adults, who come across illegally and are typically wearing dark clothing or camouflage, do not want to be caught, trying to get deeper into the United States, and Border Patrol will use their helicopters and their agents. They'll fan out into that deep brush and pull them out. Then there's the other side of the coin, the family units. Sunset and Sunrise, these family units will show up. We saw about 50 people last night giving themselves up, a lot of pregnant women. They often bring their young children with them. They are looking for Border Patrol to give themselves up because they believe they will be released into the interior of the country.
Fox's Bill Malusian. Prosecutors likely to rest their case Monday against three former Minneapolis cops charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden's search for a Supreme Court nominee is expected to get rolling this week.
President Biden could begin interviewing a short list of Supreme Court contenders this week, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says.
The interview process for any president typically happens very late in the process. In terms of the specific number, I'm just not going to get into that level of detail.
President told NBC News last week he had done a deep dive on about four potential nominees. He has promised to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court and intends to name his pick by the end of the month. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
More states are taking the step of lifting statewide mask mandates, but say they understand that the pandemic is still not over.
A number of governors are now saying the decisions on masks should be an individual choice or governed on a local level. One of those leaders, New Jersey Democrat Phil Murphy on CBS Face the Nation, said he feels with warmer weather coming.
And assuming the virus continues to go in the right direction, you'll have the overwhelming amount of districts following suit and lifting the mandate.
For now, the CDC still recommends the unvaccinated and those who aren't fully vaccinated wear masks in public while indoors. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Gas prices once again up significantly over the last few weeks.
There's been a big oil price spike in the past 3 weeks, and we can already see it on the street. In the past 3 weeks, the average gasoline price is up 15 cents a gallon to $3.55, and diesel fuel even more so, up 21 cents to $3.91.
Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, the national average price is up $1.04 from a year ago this time. Police have moved in to clear and arrest the remaining protesters near the busiest U.S.-Canadian border crossing. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.